If I just jump in head first, like, you know, like pulling a band-aid, it won't be that noticeable. I don't want to talk about it. It just is like a man thing that men have to do. You got to exfoliate the skin, and it looks odd, and that's okay. You just, it's a dude thing. I promise it's a dude thing. I hate it. I wasn't even going to come on. Like, the show is half-assed only because I look like that naked mole rat from Kim Possible. What's going on, dude? Marco. I apologize. I was lining my beard up. I messed up, and then I realized that maybe it's too much information for some people, but men have to take care of their skin underneath their beards. So although you may have a beard and have beautiful, nice beard hair and whatnot, the skin underneath still needs attention, and vitamin E is so necessary. So it's just good to let the light hit it. And I fucked up my line. I really wouldn't give a fuck. I would have never shown you my face. But I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. I swear I was supposed to do 3 times a week. And last week was my first week of overtime in my corporate gig. It's a busy time of year for this company that I'm a part of. And the good thing is that I can appreciate being busy. But it's whooping my ass. And although I can still say that I'm here for the show, last week whooped my ass. Like, I apologize, but 75 hours in an office is different. It's different. I swear I got like a hump in my back. I got to go see. We need to get the new chair up here. There's things that need to happen. That the holidays, we're still not even in 2024, to be honest with you. But hey, let's get into it. I'll start recording. It's 2024, and it's slow motion. Nothing like fucking up your beard right at the top of the year. Top of the year.
Oh God. Okay.
I don't know.
I do it on my lonely. When you on top, 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 it get lonely.
I got my Jeeps on, I'm feeling like Tupac, why it's all eyes on me.
I hit shorty in the whip, she yelling Doug Live. That's the shit that I like. I came fast that night.
It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. Boy, let me tell you something. I had COVID 1, 2, 3. Upper respiratory, bronchitis, asthma for about a month and a half. And I was going to cover the story of the triple threat. We'll cover it on Wednesday, the great triple threat that people have been coming across. And my lungs have been infected now for probably a month solid. It's been the worst. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live Show. We live from Las Vegas, which is the coldest place on earth. Usually Las Vegas is 2 feet away from the sun. Now we're at the tippy top of the goddamn map. It's freezing. All right. Let's get to today's show. We got a couple of topics. My voice is completely shot. Why? I talk a whole shitload during my regular gig, and I apologize, but we're going to knock it out. Even though I look like a naked mole rat, I'm so sorry. I really am. I hate how I look. It's so bad. Please, please excuse my face. My son goes, Dad, you look like a whole different dad. And I said, what the fuck? What dad do I look like then, little boy? And he was like, no, I'm just saying, like, you look different. And then he goes, does this hurt? I was like, oh, my baby never seen my butt chin. That's fucked up. Sometimes you got to show people your butt chin. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? Welcome back. As you saw today, I didn't come in with that intro because we're changing it. So things are updating. Ooh, updating, 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 updating. Maybe. Maybe. That shit cost. No, we are finally changing those stupid intros. It's corny, but I like telling y'all. So, like, you know, wardrobe for the photo shoot. My fat ass is on the treadmill. So before the photo shoot for the new podcast cover and album cover and whatnot, I will be in better shape, and I should have a decent beard at the time as well. Nice big mane. But yeah, we get into it. Get into it because it's 2024 and we gots to. All right, let's get into today's show. Y'all already know ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. My name is Kasabian, and I'll be your host with talent on loan from God. That was my mentor's. He used to do that with every show, so I must do the same. I do want to say one thing. If topics suck, it's fine. We'll figure it out. But if y'all don't see me Wednesdays, Wednesdays, you know, we got to switch Fridays. To be honest with you, I think that's the hardest one for me to shoot. The reason being is that I'll come up with all these topics, and then Friday we'll get together, and I haven't been just things have changed with the team. But once Friday comes, I'm kind of just falling apart and I'm sleeping, just tired. And I'm trying to work on that and I'm doing better. I can't let myself be so tired from my corporate gig if I don't put that time into this as well. So I shall work harder. Welcome to the Kasabian Live O Show, where the air is filled with laughter and notes of, are you serious? I'm not starting with the stupid potato joke. Join us as we unravel the mysterious tale of how Gypsy somehow married her mother. He looks just like her. It's funny. Love has no boundaries. And perhaps just testifying the limits of family dynamics with a little bit of humor. Just a little bit of humor. I laughed at that side by side. Meanwhile, Cat Williams has emerged with some of the most amazing comedy takes that we needed. Thank you so much for that. It's definitely turned the world upside down. There's nothing like Cat Williams. So shout out to Mr. Williams. Blueface probably put down the best verse that he's ever put down, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that. And I think it's time that we spoke on Joe Coy and what really happened at the Golden Globes. Let's jump into the Blueface verse. I was pleasantly surprised with Blueface's verse that he dissed Offset, Cardi, Soulja, and Nelly Choppa. I mean, it was amazing how well he did, and he never does well. So for a verse that was coherent and it was on beat, and then he did like a little dance. He did, I call it the Aubrey dance. My daughter's always doing this fucking dance with the. All right, anyway, so he did a little dance. I loved it. Shout out to Blueface. I mean, I think he has a formula and it works. Get mad at him all you want, but Soulja Boy and him are going to have to fight. There's really no way around it. That'll be an amazing celebrity. And you know what? I'll do you one better. Forget celebrity boxing. Let's do celebrity slap. Get them in the slap ring and just slap the shit out of each other. You can't fake it. The slapping is the best thing ever. That shit's amazing. Let them slap each other. I would pay top dollar to watch Soulja Boy and Blueface stand there toe-to-toe slapping the shit out of each other. I pay a lot of money to watch a lot of celebrities slap the shit out of each other, like dead-ass slap the shit out of each other. But nonetheless, keep an eye out for that Blueface track. I think that's going to be something to really look out for, because he may have something here. New flow, new rhythm. Who knows? Maybe he found a new love for the game. I love the fucking song. Shout out to DDG and Chloe Bailey. They had a baby. Congratulations to them. That's awesome. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that with the world today, y'all. I wasn't really going to cover it, but they posted a picture of that baby's cute little hand and stuff, and I think that's really dope. I like DDG. I think he's cool. Shout out to him and everything he got going. That's dope, man. That's dope. So what else was going on outside? Okay, why the fuck? Gypsy Rose is out. Gypsy Rose has actually taken over the world. I'm waiting to see how much Gypsy's going to get paid to sell her story. Whoever gets the Gypsy Rose story is going to pay her a fat fucking chunk of just. I already know how she's acting. She's acting like people are throwing money at her, and they are. I don't think the story's that interesting anymore. I think we're going to be sadly disappointed in how fucking dumb and lame. And just you're just going to hear it and go, wait, what? Let Tiger King come home. You really want to? You want to hear some shit? Let Tiger King come home. Please let Tiger King come home. Gypsy Rose is home. And I mean, what can we say? She's right back on top of things. got her teeth did, out there taking pictures, getting tattoos done for free, chilling in New York City with her boyfriend that looks like her mama. How scary. And her boyfriend isn't the dude that offed her mom. It's just some other, just a whole different human being that has her digmatized, according to her. Oh, Gypsy Rose. I do feel bad for Gypsy Rose. That whole story was insane. The abuse that she did go through doesn't really, I mean, it. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know. It's so hard to speak on it. I don't know how real or how not real it is, but I can tell you this. I'm blown the fuck away at the fact that she can command so much stardom from one event, no matter how big or how small. It's still going years later. She went to jail, did her stunt. She's coming. She's out, and she's still selling it. Shit's wild. That shit is really wild. Joe Coy last night hosted the, was it the Emmys or the Golden Globes? So Joe Coy was the host, and, you know, I've said this for a little while. I kept it to myself, but I think it's time I say it out loud. I think it's been curtains for Joe Coy for quite some time. When Joe Coy does his stand-up, for the past couple stand-ups, he's filmed his own and edited his own. They add sauce. They add laughs. Unfortunately, when you do a stand-up and you add laughs to shit that isn't funny, you're just not getting better at your craft. It's not like hip-hop, where we put out one song and we hope it works. The difference between hip-hop and comedy is that in comedy, you can work the joke until you get it right. It just seems like Joe Coy puts a lot of laugh tracks and mid-ass jokes, makes it sound like standing ovations. And you get this. You get a horrible night out. I don't care what they say. They said the writing was only 11 days. If you're funny, you should be able to tie that together and make that work. I don't believe that writing team was that bad. I just think as a package, it was bad. And when I say it's curtain for Joe, I just think he needs to work harder. I don't believe he works hard enough to make his jokes funny. There's a lot of work that goes into making jokes funny, and he may need a team around him. There's no excuse for not being prepared for an award show. I just don't think that he is as funny as he once was. The gimmick is up, and this is what we get. But shout out to him for being able to even be on that platform. I just feel like you got to do better. The same way I'm trying to hold myself accountable for my product, I would like to see the same from fellow entertainers and fellow hosts that are out there doing what they do. Now, Mr. Cat Williams took over the internet last week, and I was going to come in here and just get to it on Wednesday after I watched it, but I let the world do what the world does. I tried to find a different angle that no one else saw, but to be honest with you, all I could think about was Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac being my favorite comedian. I've told y'all about the time that Bernie Mac came out and said, "I ain't scared of you motherfuckers." There was a crowd with, it was about 20 some odd comedians, and the whole crowd, I believe it was Detroit, was booing and chewing out all the comedians. And every single comedian, one by one, got booed off stage. Bernie Mac comes out and says, "I ain't scared of you motherfuckers." He came out. He did his stand up. They all laughed. It was amazing. I always respected him so much from that point in time. And I was just always a fan from that moment. Like, to me, that was the most amazing moment. Now, getting into comedy now as an adult, because I see it for what it is. Terrible how they treated Bernie and his legend, right? But you don't recognize that until you look at it. Cat Williams did a couple of things. One thing I'd like to highlight that Cat did was he put the spotlight on people that have not had any type of spotlight for quite some time. A lot of people like to call themselves comedians but don't do anything in comedy. Now, being an actor is okay. Nothing wrong with that, but you can't be a stand-up if you don't do stand-up anymore. You just got to let that go. Unfortunately, the kings of comedy as a collective don't do comedy. It's okay. TV hosts, movie stars, that's awesome. They're killing it. Now, Cat Williams is a comedian, a very funny comedian. He used that moment to market and capitalize on so many people in their favor that they don't even realize that he still did so good for them by just saying what he said. And I hate the fact that I look like a naked mole rat trying to make this Cat Williams point and pontificate exactly how I really feel. I don't think pontificate was the right word. But I was honestly, one, don't expect anything less from Mr. Cat Williams. I would love for anybody that wanted to come up here and just go crazy like that. Go for it. Carrot Top, you ready? Pull up. But honestly, what else can I say that hasn't been said? Kat spoke on a lot of things that maybe a lot of people didn't recognize, didn't realize, don't care to realize. And you know what? Even though he did turn the world upside down for this moment, this is Kat Williams' moment. And everybody that's involved is going to get to say that they have had some type of boost in their income due to Mr. Kat Williams. So it was a good thing. It's an all-in-all plus. I don't see any negatives in this. I didn't see him say anything too negative. I mean, it was a bit aggressive, per se, but I'm not too mad at it. I mean, it's Kat. What do you want from him? All right, so we only have one story tonight. The reason why is because I've been meaning to cover this damn story about potato spuds, and I think it's a big deal. You know when you have potatoes too long and they start to grow spuds? Do you eat them? Do you just like knock them off and go and then chop them up and go for it? They're a little mushy, but fuck it, right? Fry it a little bit longer. Don't do that. You can't do that. That's not good for you. I don't know. It's what they said. Stores at a BuzzFeed. If you've ever had a potato sat on your counter or in your pantry for a while, you know that they're I hate potato jokes. I'm just not going to read potato jokes. You ever had a potato that sat? I'm going to redo that because I'm not going to do that stupid joke. You ever had a potato sitting in your little basket, your vegetable and fruit basket in the kitchen, and all of a sudden it goes whoop and just got a little mierdita sticking out? Those mierditas are roots. You can't eat roots. It's not the same vegetable anymore when it has roots. That greenish little tint and those little buds that look like little eyes. They definitely inspired the Mr. Potato Head toy, which is pretty awesome. I did not know that that's what the toy was inspired by, those ugly-ass little mierditas that pop out. They do look weird. They sure are common. But in 2023, that ugly produce is still okay to eat. Hey, dog, it just says in 2023, it's still okay to eat. Why? I thought the whole article was that you couldn't eat the fucking potatoes. What are we doing? Once the potato starts to look a little worse, then you can't eat them. Okay. Slightly green, little mielditas, eat the potato. You won't die of anything. Now, super spuddy and like mad shit coming off of it, don't eat it. It's not safe at all. As a matter of fact, they're telling you to stay away from it because it causes digestive issues that you definitely won't want to deal with, especially if you can avoid them. This seems like a simple one. You would really think that nothing happens, but it's science, it's chemicals. When the spuds start to grow, it does change, and this definitely can cause an issue in your body, and you really don't want to have this happen. The older you get, your gut biome is going to be something that you want to take care of and pay attention to. I discovered recently I am lactose. This shit is crazy. I used to drink milk and like I used to drink cereal before bed all the time. But you know how fucking irritating it is that I can't do that anymore? That drives me crazy. But that's what happens when you get older. Shit like that. Now, on Wednesday's show, we will be covering the new marijuana laws here in Las Vegas and Nevada specifically. I should say Nevada and Las Vegas specifically because that's where we purchase. The laws are something that people should know, something that we should definitely talk about and speak on. It's always good to talk about Vegas. Y'all know we love talking about being home. Again, thank you for being here. It was a short Monday. I didn't have much to really get into. I'm still trying to recover from all the OT. I promise y'all, once this overtime is over, we are back to full swing. I can only say I promise because at the moment, they are whooping my ass. My name is Sabian Lavo. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. Be safe, stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Dom the Monko.